probably what Dave Rogers didn't want to happen was that the match was postponed last week when they were due to play Treaty, and then the upheaval of losing their manager in the last couple of days. But, you know, Keith Long coming in is a great appointment for Waterford. You know, a man that has done great work at Bohemians, and I felt really unfortunate for him that he lost his job at Bohemians. And I know Declan Devine has come in and done a good job, but, you know, they've got a quality manager, and he'll have them well organised and have them in place for Friday night. But again, I think Hearts going into that match have got to be really positive. You know, the last couple of matches they've played, you see a real progression in the team and how they're looking to play and what they're looking to do. And, you know, at halftime last Friday night, everybody was hopeful of another one, you know, back-to-back ones. But unfortunately, that didn't happen, and Cove came strong in the second half. But, you know, going to Waterford this week, I think Dave Rogers and the players will certainly be going down there full of energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah. Do you enjoy watching Harps and the type of football that they're playing at the minute, or the type of football that they're trying to impose on the pitch, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's progress. You know, the first match or two, it was difficult for them. You know, that first night against Galway, everything was against them. The weather was against them. The pitch wasn't, you know, most conducive to playing. But, you know, over the last couple of weeks, you can certainly see a progression in how they're looking to play and what they're looking to do. Are they the finished article? No, but I do think if they can stay in contention, particularly in these round of matches, and when you look at over the next four matches, it's really important that if you could get something down Waterford, that'd be a huge one. Then you've got the trip to Kerry, and, you know, I think that'll be a match they'll be targeting, looking to get 3 points there. And then they're home to Treaty and then away to Wexford. So he'll be looking to keep that run in place, and Dave will be certainly looking to target a few, maybe a one or two in there, maybe a draw in there as well, to try and boost up the points target. But if they can stay within touch and reach, you know, they win on Friday night, then they go ahead of Waterford. But if Waterford won on Friday night, you know, they can go third. So it's all very, very tight from Bray down to Finn Harps there. There's not much between any of those teams. And remember, I think Harps' target this season will certainly be looking to get into the playoffs, trying to get into that top five there that they can secure that playoff position. Because you would think now with Keith Long going into Waterford that they'll look to push on and try and put a bit of pressure on Galway. Galway have stolen the march and everybody. So, you know, it's important for Harps to hang in there and stay in that contention over the next couple of weeks while Dave builds on what he's doing over the last couple of weeks, and he'll be looking to build on that over the next couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, obviously Dave Rogers on the managerial front from a Donegal point of view was unknown when it came in, and there's a large group of players coming in very much unknown as well. But what you've seen since the start of the season and the six games that they've played, sort of players that have stood out for you, Joe?
Yeah, look, I think I would have known him from his younger days. Noah Baba was certainly, he's impressed me in the bits I've seen of him since he's come back into Finn Park. You know, I like the two young lads that have come in from Derry, Dahi McCallion. You know, he missed last week. He was away with the Northern Ireland under 19s. He's been impressive. And so has Keevan Porter, has been impressive in there as well. So, you know, there's signs there, and there is a lot of positivity there around Finn Park. And, you know, the more often they can do that. And I think probably for me, somebody who has certainly stepped up this year and has been a huge influence for me on the team has been Ryan Rainey, not just in his general play, but, you know, he's been composed and he's touched away three goals already. I know some of them were for penalties, but they all count and they've been big, big performances. So, you know, a lot of players in their own way have stepped up. And I think De Silva last week as well in the match, you know, he got into Team of the Week this week, certainly had made a positive impact. I thought maybe in the first game or two he was a little bit off it, but certainly on Friday night against Cove, he was a handful. And, you know, somebody who gave us a real focal point in the attack that provided an opportunity for Finn Harps to get further up the pitch and allow their midfielders to get up and support the attack. He was certainly very, very influential.
Yeah. And Baba, of course, is a former Waterford player, but down through the years, Harps' record hasn't been too bad, so it hasn't, Joe, down in Waterford, down at the RSC.
No, there's been lots of positive nights down there. The other thing is the pitch in Waterford is generally quite good. I know it's opened at both ends and that, but the stands on either side. But, you know, I don't think that's a place Finn Harps should fear going there. The pitch would be in good nick. And again, Waterford, although Keith has come in this week, you know, the most he's going to have with him is one or two training sessions. And I know sometimes you get a bounce of a new manager going in, but I do think Dave will be in a position to put them under pressure. And if Harps can stay in the game early on and, you know, maybe sow a little bit of doubt in that team, and then the fact that they didn't play last week against Treaty as well, you know, I do think there's a great opportunity there for Finn Harps to go down and get at least a point, if not the 3 points.
More pressure on the home side in saying that they're probably underperforming this year, given that they were tipped as one of the favourites for the first division title and promotion, Joe.
Yeah, look, it's when you look at the manager that's just been sacked, when you look at it, he's one loss in five matches, two wins and two draws. But that's where Waterford see themselves. They see themselves up there with Galway and looking to get that automatic promotion. They've been in the mix in the last two or three seasons about trying to get into that Premier Division or stay in that Premier Division. So the people in Waterford, and again, John Walters has come in there as like a technical director or football operations manager. So, you know, they have invested heavily in the club and they'll be expecting big things and looking for positive results. So Keith Long going in there will be under no illusions that, you know, wins is the only thing on the agenda for Waterford. So Hearts should look to try and use that maybe as an opportunity to apply more pressure on the Waterford players in this match.
Yeah, just finally then, there's a good support of Hearts expected to make the long trip down along with the team and follow the Blues from Balbuffet. Would they be happy? Would the team be happy? Would you be happy, Joe, with a point coming back up the road? Would that be seen as a good point?
It would be a good point, but I don't think any manager, any player goes into the match looking for that. I think the Hearts, and you know, even last week when they were coming off against Cove, they were bitterly disappointed with a point. You know, at half-time, we would have been certainly looking for the three. And I think this week going down to Waterford, that Dave and his players will certainly be looking for all 3 points. Coming back up the road, you might be happy with a point, but you know, in the way that the Fitton Harps have been progressing over the last couple of weeks, and particularly with the support, I think the support at home has been really fantastic this season. You know, the fans have really got behind them. There's been coming out in big numbers, and they've been very, very vocal as well, and they're encouraging the players along, and I think they're getting a good balance there between the players looking for that support and the supporters giving the players that support as well. And, you know, I do see a positive season ahead for Finn Harps, and hopefully they'll get back into those playoffs and have an opportunity to get back into the Premier Division.